We next discuss the clinical research that's been performed on the use of immune checkpoint inhibitors in patients with gynecologic cancers, and Dr. Pal reviewed some of the data.
In the immunotherapy space for cervical cancer, pembrolizumab is approved in the treatment of recurrent or metastatic cervical cancer with disease progression on or after chemotherapy, whose tumors express PD-L1 with a CPS, which is a combined pathologic score greater than or equal to 1%. The IPI data showed us a response rate about 8.8, with disease control rate about 32%, with the manageable toxicities, the KEYNOTE-28, 12.5%, the 158 cohort, 14%, with that range of long duration response, 18 plus months. There was the CheckMate trial looking at kind of our HPV-driven lower genital tract cancers with vaginal and vulvar included in that, 20% for the whole population, but that cervical cancer population was 26%. Again, with a kind of similar safety signal. These rates aren't as high as we'd like as response rates, so there's room for improvement. But when we find these long durations, we're pretty happy about that. When we look at ovarian cancer, I know we've seen a lot of this as a single agent. I would say we're overall a little bit disappointed when we see response rates somewhere between 10 and 15%. The PFS is also relatively modest.
Still not that much different than what you see with non-small cell lung.
Right.
At least as a starting point.
Starting point. I think that we'd all hope to have improvement.
Shannon, can you just comment a little bit on PD-L1 testing? There's a lot of confusion about what kind of assay. There's this combined score. What actually is it?
That's a great question. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into too much of the details around that, but you need to talk to your pathologist and make sure they're doing the CPS. The other one is called TPS, I believe. And there were some testing in some centers that was what was being done, but you would need to be very specific about the way that they do that testing. And it really is a very low bar. Just 1% positivity can allow you to treat your patient with a checkpoint inhibitor.